See, this is more than music, it's more than CD. It's more than radio, it's more than TV. More than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowd, more than your crap, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets. More than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who druggy, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry for the jokes, even more than your shirts. It's more than me, and it's more than you, more than Jake Sal, and it's more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big cat, suits size, more than half truths, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
Wow. I love that intro, don't you? How you doing today? My name is Michael Anthony Oliva, and this is the Soldier of Christ, Soldiers of Christ talk show plus music show. Today is March 7th. It is the third Sunday of Lent, and let's get right into it. I want to do a reading from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and then 13 through 15. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a fire of flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called him out to him from the bush. Moses, he answered, here I am. God said, come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers, he continued. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. Therefore, I come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out. Lead out of that land in a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses said to God, but when I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, if they ask me, what is his name, what am I to tell them? God replied, I am who am. Then he added, this is what you shall tell the Israelites. Okay? This is what you should tell the Israelites. I am sent me to you. God spoke further to Moses. Thus says the Lord. He said, thus says the Lord. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered to all generations. You ain't kidding. We will succeed. We will overcome. See, there are two things that people have to understand, and Paul said it best. You have flesh and you have spirit. All of us, and that includes myself, have weaknesses of the flesh. But there is a part of us that have a spirit inside us, which is the Holy Spirit, that makes us understand what is right and what is wrong. We need to come to grips and understand that Jesus is the only way to salvation. As Jesus has mercy on us, we need to have mercy on others. As much as they lie, as much as they cheat, as much as they go back on their word, we need to forgive as Jesus has forgiven us through the body and blood of Christ. It's one thing you cannot take away from me. The body and blood of Christ has healed me. Has not made me perfect. Like my son would say, there's only one perfect man that ever walked the earth, and that was Jesus. But going to confession will give you grace. You won't, like that, forget what you did, but it will give you grace. It will give you grace. I want to get into a track right now, and this here is from my man Chris, okay, and it's called Transparent. And I want you to understand it and listen to the lyrics. Not only is the beat hot and the rhyme is on fire for God, because we don't play whack hip-hop here.
Recognize real, and I'ma be for real, cause that's all I can be, and be what God called me to be. Let's go. Yeah. First of all, I'ma handle my business while I spit this. See, I'm surrounded and watched by a cloud of witnesses. My intentions to glorify God and not my conditions. I don't rap cause the church didn't offer me a position. Not ordained as a minister, but I minister wisdom based on the things I've been through that seem to be cataclysmic. This vision was given unto me by the Holy Spirit. My life matches up with my lines, no contradictions. The things that the Lord has spoken is prophecy, not prediction. I was a man of God bagging dimes up inside my kitchen. God was saying that I'ma get glory up out of this kid. Cause anything good come out of the south side of Queens. Back blocks, black blocks, crack rocks and thieves. The motto they left to follow was follow after the cream. If you ain't hustled, then trust me, they stuck you with hoop dreams. But the truth, good is and gleams like fitteds in your jeans.
I swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause more damage.
I solemnly swear to be transparent. I don't need your money, Jesus will feed us, we can never be savage, swear.
Here they go, they always talking about Jesus, but they only call on his name when their kids got a fever. God is more than the Bible, anybody could teach us, but he wants to relate with us from creator to creature. How can you say you know a person just from reading their biography? Impossible, the Pharisees were told it was hypocrisy. Part of me, God in me is trying to build a dynasty. My relationship, it overrules the world. Authority, guilty for my sins, eternal burning to the third degree. But he made me innocent when time was in eternity. The devil had a plan, but we know he's a deceiver. Had me running on a route to catch bullets like wide receivers. I refuse to be a Moses, see the land, but never going through the storm. I'm keeping focus, taking back all of the things that were devoured by the locusts. In the spirit, I took notice. I was hope for all the hopeless. Out of millions, I was chosen.
I swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause more damage.
I swear to be transparent. I don't need your money, Jesus to feed us, we can never be savage.
I swear,
carried his cross to a hill where he fell stumbling. Out of his mouth, only blood, he was not mumbling. Despising the shame, he carried the same cross. His main objective and purpose was seek and save all the lost. At the cost of his own life, he blew out his own light. A priest and a king, but more so the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus did what a man wouldn't do for a high price. Soldiers couldn't disguise for his garments, they rolled dice. I'm focused on his afflictions, cause with it came my redemption. Healing was in the wounds of the Savior for my deliverance. Nailed to a bloody cross, he asked God the Father forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, they're dealing with man's wisdom. Gasped for his last breath, he spoke and said it was finished. Rose on the third day with all glory, power, and dominion. He came that we'd have life, not church, so make a decision. It ain't about what you say out your mouth, but it's how you live.
Time to swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
Solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
Solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause my
damage. I swear to be transparent. I don't need your money. Jesus to feed us, we can never be savage.
I swear. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22 says, to all men I've become all things, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the sake of the gospel. The book of Revelation declares that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So the only way that you yourself can overcome is if you share your testimony. And then that person's testimony will help them overcome. And by the blood of Christ we can all be overcomers. So it's in our best interest just to be transparent.
Wow. Well, I'm going to share my testimony. Tonight's the night I'm going to share my testimony. I grew up in an era where gangster films and rap music, and in a neighborhood where white dudes called black dudes the N-word, and every kid wanted to be a gangster. And I fell victim for it. And when I was young, I tried at one point would bash people for doing drugs, and then I turned into what I said I would never be. And that's why I truly believe when it says in the Bible, do not judge others, because when you judge others, you will do what you judge them on. And I fell victim to the white lady, which is cocaine, and I fell victim to these partying and girls and premarital sex and everything that comes with it, fighting people and beating people up and doing crazy, crazy things. I am living proof today that God changes hearts. He changed my heart in the LA hotel 3 years ago. It did not work overnight. It took time, and he used my 8-year-old son as an instrument to bring me back to the church. And the more I studied, the more I fell in love with Catholicism, and the more I realized that from a cradle Catholic, I needed to be in the Catholic Church. And not only do you need to read the Bible spiritually, but you need to read it literally, but you also need to read early writers. Are you going to read from someone who has started a church 300 years ago? Or are you going to read from people that have started a church 2010 years ago? Now I'm reading Praying the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius, who is the father of the church. Great book. It is from Shirley Sullivan, PhD. This is a great book. You want to read something like that, read Confessions of St. Augustine, another man who was a womanizer, who was never married, became a priest. Listen to Father Carapi on TV, and he'll show you about his millionaire lifestyle in L.A., from partying with rock stars, to partying with movie stars, to turning into a drug addict, to smoking bass, to turning into a Catholic priest at 46 years old, and he's one of the most powerful speakers I have ever heard in my life. You want to follow someone else? You follow Pope John Paul II, a man who wanted a new evangelization, one that would bring all denominations together. And I feel that he is blessing me from heaven to share this word with you. I got into a discussion the other day with people, and people said, well, you Catholics, I love it when they say that, you Catholics, you pray to the saints. Let me ask you a question. When you go to the hospital, do you ask your friend to pray for you? My answer is yes. I get you, there's about 20, 30 people, 50 people, 100 people out there say yes, of course. You ask your mother to pray for you? You ask your sister to pray for you? Well, I could ask the saint to pray for me. That does not mean I'm worshiping the saint. I could ask St. Anthony, could you please pray for me, St. Anthony? Pray to Jesus for me. Mary, please pray to your son for me. St. Jude, please pray for your son for me. 7 years ago, I had heart surgery. Yeah, I repeat myself every week, and I'll keep repeating it. But I got prayers and prayer works. There's a difference between praying and prayer. You understand? People don't understand this. So I'll give you prayer instead of praying. Here's prayer. Here's act of faith. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God and three divine persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man, died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, which can neither deceive nor be deceived. Oh my God, act of hope. Relying on your almighty power and infinite mercy and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins, the help of your grace, the love everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. And then I go on to say the act of love. Oh my God, I love you above all things, with my whole heart and soul, because you are all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as I love myself for the love of you. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. Amen. And I have injured people, my friend. I have injured women in the past. I have injured men in the past. I have been injured. They used to say I was a fighter. I got into 100 fights in my life. I probably won 50 and lost 50. But I was never a punk. I stood up for what I standed for. But it was the wrong way. I should have turned the other cheek. See, people don't understand this. They think that you got to get revenge on people. Revenge is only two-sided, my friend. You get revenge, revenge will be called upon you. I want to get into a reflection, March 7th. It comes out of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together unto good to for those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. And this is a reflection. Remember well, a Christian, especially a Catholic, must be strong. I mean spiritual and moral strength. A follower of Christ should not be afraid. Christians should feel surrounded by an atmosphere of providence that makes all things work out. That was said by Pope John the 23rd. And then he wrote a prayer. Teach me to trust in your providence, O Lord, for it is so easy to be filled with fear and to despair. Guide me through the dark valleys of my life until I come home to your kingdom. We as humans fall victim to flesh. I am guilty of it, and you are guilty of it. And if you say you're not guilty of it, hogwash. When you tell me you've been saved, my brother, you ain't been saved yet until you go to heaven. Let me tell you, you could say it all you want. Yes, I felt I was born anew. Born again, born anew. I might piss people off, a born again Catholic. The seven sacraments which Jesus instituted to give us life, to give us redemption, like he redeemed us by going to the cross. I want to get into Timothy, because it's been bothering me all week, because people have attacked me because of my pro-Catholic faith. nor will I ever deny it. I am a Christian, but I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, and I believe in teachings. I want to read this to you. This is from chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And listen carefully. So you, my child, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to your faithful people who will have the ability to teach others as well. Bear your share of hardship along with me like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. To satisfy the one who recruited him, a soldier does not become entangled in the business affairs of life. Similarly, an athlete cannot receive a winner's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to have the first share of the crop. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember, Jesus Christ raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Jesus will never deny you. You can go on and say that Jesus denied you. Jesus has left me. Jesus abandoned me. He let my brother die. He let my kid come out with a disease. No, he didn't. From bad brings good. Maybe to make you a better person. I am living proof. I lived in darkness for many years of my life. And I have people around me that live in darkness, and I pray for them every day, and I have other people that say to me, give up already. Why are you trying? Because all I can do is try, because Jesus would never want me to give up. So if I gave up, then I'm not preaching the word of Christ. I'm a false prophet. I'm getting on this radio show, and I am not speaking the truth. And I say it again. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. You happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. And painful moments, you better trust God. Because every moment, we need to thank God. And thank him that we're alive today to make sure that we can correct our lives and get better. Now I want to get into another track from Chris, and it's called Live It. And this is just to show everyone here that I got a fire in me, and I'm going to bring people back to the church, regardless if it's the Catholic Church or any other church.
You can really dance the bird.
Yeah, New York City.
You don't mind, let the whole world know.
Stand up.
But you really don't have to tell it.
Five boroughs.
Like something that you ain't never heard, and that's my every word. I live off his every word. I'm spitting every verb for those human heavy birds, puffing that heavy herb. The battle of Gettysburg, they despising the cross and idolizing the Porsche without realizing, of course, how many lives did it cost. And I see the compassion of my Jesus in action. He showed me a baby, but didn't show me the contractions. It's affirmative action, and let it burn with a passion. I'm quick to listen, but to speak, I'm as slow as molasses. And my floating bananas since hydro and them glasses. Used to roll with the ratchet, and now I roll with the master. My life before Christ, chill, a total disaster. I was preordained, man, just check out the chapters. Romans 8:29 is totally massive, but 28 is my check, and I already cashed it.
Oh,
Prince Keys and got a New Jersey like Newark. Follow me down to the streets. Some early church think they out of our reach. The shepherd leads, but the sheep get sheep. My prayers God speak to my spirit and direct my feet. I don't preach, but he prepared me with the gospel of peace. And I'll teach from Finland to Far Rockaway Beach. Saved from hell, saved by the bell like Zach Morrison Screech. The chain can only be broken through one weak link. 7 days without prayer really makes one weak capiche. Information was missing. When he gave us his word, he made it a blatant position. It was based on his wisdom, not the sensationalism. Every sentence I mentioned, heavily laced in repentance. Now what to him who's able to keep you from falling, they do things that seem to amaze you, but God knew way before they do. We're the salt of the earth, but most of us wanna be basil. He wants to marry us, but you want the Father to date you. Self-examination, we're self-contaminated with self-infatuation and self-congratulations. Mortify the deeds of the flesh on a daily basis. My medication is meditation and adoration. Through conversation with God, I'm building a strong relation. Preachers are falling off due to a lack of application. This is an entertainment, a part of a strange arrangement. No introduction, cause me and Jesus is well acquainted.
I'm telling you, I got a special guest tonight. Now, of course, Jesus is the president of Soldiers of Christ. I guess I'm the vice president, and this is my co-vice president, my friend John Piero. I want you to put him on the line. You there, John?
I'm here, Mikey.
How you doing, John? John, I want you to share your story a little bit with people out there that
no,
have given up.
No, you got it. Well, like you said, you know, everything you said, I lived in darkness for a long time. I was in a punk. I was a tough guy. I went around, did the wrong things, did drugs, went to jail. It was in a very bad car accident when I tried to change my life around, lost both my legs. And still, I came back to church finally after 20 years, went and confessed. For all the people I've hurt, physically, verbally, spiritually, and most of all myself. And you know, I just want everybody to know out there not to give up. There is a chance. Because for somebody like me to change, anybody could change. Believe me when I tell you. Because I was a true, I don't know how to say it, but I was a good person. I did. I made the wrong choice in life. I have my son, who I don't want to follow my footsteps. I followed in my father's footsteps and put me in places I didn't want to be. And you know, now I'm a true soldier of Christ. I got to have Jesus into my heart, and I'm a changed man now. And I just want people to know, no matter what the situation may be, don't give up. Because God is always there on your side. Because I thought about it plenty of times and in my own life, but I wouldn't have been with God. You know what? And the only thing I thought about was the one person I was really, really would hurt, and not myself, is my son. I don't want my son growing up without a father. I know I'm not the greatest father. You know, I'm sorry, you know, I'm emotional, but, you know, I try to be the best person I can today. And I don't care who judges me. Who's out there that wants to say, this guy is this guy's that. You know what? I know who I really am now today. I'm a better person. The old me is dead and gone. This is new and improved John Piero. And that's the way I'm going to be. With Jesus in my life, Jesus is going to keep me in the right direction. And every day and every morning I pray. And then I make it to church all the time because of my situation. But I do pray every morning when I wake up that God gave me another day to look at and breathe. And I pray every night. Before I go to bed.
God bless. Sharing his testimony, my brother. Share your testimony.
God is true. God is true.
God is love.
I mean,
God
I'm Catholic, but you know, whatever domination you come from, we only pray to one God. That's all there is. One God. You can believe in your own beliefs. I can believe in my beliefs, and I can believe in your own beliefs. But you know what? We're all praying to the same man. The man that put us here. That's Jesus Christ.
That's right, John. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you. For your
God bless you, too.
Talk to you soon.
And God bless all you, to all you people out there that are listening. I'll see you
great.
Later. Bye-bye.
Great. See that?
Bye-bye.
Another testimony from somebody who went through hardship. So I don't want to hear from anybody else. You got problems. You have no idea. This man became one of my best friends. I'm with him a lot. Not only do I help him, he helps me out. And when I say to people now, I see how he said he was unable sometimes to get to church because of his situation. There's a prayer you could say, not pray, but a prayer that you can say that has been around since St. Francis was alive. And you say it like this, it's a spiritual communion. And if anyone wants it, all they got to do is ask me, michaelanthonyoliva@gmail.com, and I will actually forward it to you. I believe, oh Jesus, are in the most holy sacrament. I love and desire you. Come into my heart. I embrace you. Oh, never leave me. May the burning and most sweet power of your love, oh Lord Jesus Christ, I beseech you, absorb my mind that I may die through the love of your love. Who were graciously pleased to die through the love of my love. He was graciously there to die through the love of my love. If you think about it, medically, this man was tortured and scrooged. I have to get into more Timothy because I got people that came at me. And it's funny, but it's my own opinion. I feel like Catholics get it the worst. Because for some reason people think we're the Antichrist when our mass is all about Jesus. Our mass is not about saints. Our mass is not about Mary. Our mass is about saints. Yeah, we honor Mary because she's the mother of God. How could you not honor Mary, the mother of God? And as far as statues goes, those are not idols, my friend. Those are memorials to remind us of those people that tried to live good lives, even though imperfect. Some, most, all, they still try to imitate Christ the best way they can, like I am here on this radio station doing the best I can. So I'm going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, number 22 through 26. So turn your youthful desires and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord with purity of the heart. Avoid foolish and ignorant debates, for you know they breed quarrels. A slave of the Lord should not quarrel, but should be gentle with everyone, able to teach, tolerant, correcting opponents with kindness. It may be that God will grant them repentance that leads to knowledge of the truth, and that they may return to their senses out of the devil's snare, where they are entrapped by him for his will. Half these people that praise Jesus are trapped by the devil and they don't even know it. When you bash on the Catholic Church, you're bashing on Jesus' bride. Plain and simple. I can't get any more plainer than that. My mass is about Jesus. These readings I give you every week are from Sunday's mass. Second reading from Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 6, then 10 through 12. A first reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. I do want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, referring to Moses, of course, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them. And the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they struck down in the desert. These things happened as examples for us, so that we may not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did, and suffer death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. Warnings. Warnings for anyone that's out there. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of things, a couple of answers and questions. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. How are sins remitted? Here's your answer. The first and chief sacrament for forgiveness of sins is baptism. For those sins committed after baptism, Christ initiated the sacrament of reconciliation or penance, through which a baptized person is reconciled with God and with the church, which is Christ's bride. Here's your second question. Why does the church have the power to forgive sins? The church has a mission and a power to forgive sins because Christ himself has conferred it upon her. Receive the Holy Spirit. You forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. John chapter 20, verse 22-23. These are coming out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. My church backs up the Bible. I believe in the resurrection of the body. What is the meaning of the term body or flesh, and what importance does it have? Well, here's your answer. The resurrection of the flesh is a literally formulation in the Apostles' Creed for the resurrection of the body. The term flesh returns to humanity, in its state of weakness and morality. The flesh is the hinge of salvation. We believe in God, the creator of the flesh. We believe in the Word made flesh in order to redeem flesh. We believe in the resurrection of the flesh, which is the fulfillment of both the creation and the redemption of the flesh. Here's another question. What is it meant by the resurrection of the body? This means that a definite state of man will not be one in which the spiritual soul is separated from his body. Even our mortal bodies will one day come to life again. Now, what is the relationship between the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection? Just as Christ is truly risen from the dead and now lives forever, so he himself will rise everyone on the last day with an incorruptible body. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. John chapter 5, verse 29. What does it mean to die in Christ Jesus? Dying in Christ Jesus means to die in the state of God's grace without any mortal sin. A believer in Christ following his example is thus able to transform his own death into an act of obedience, love for his Father. This is sure. If we died with him, we also live with him. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Okay? We got it going. We're going to get into a PK joint. And PK is my man. This is Jesus Christ Saved My Life.
Bible's in the air. Okay, I'm on the usher to the front of the stage. Security, stand by. I'm not held liable if the Holy Ghost breaks out. Okay, we're going to count again like New Year's Eve. Are y'all ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go! Yeah.
way. You should even bear your cross this way. You should choose this day, Satan or Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. So walk in your destiny, walk in ecstasy. Talk about his goodness, walking next to me. He the best in me, ordering my steps. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm fearing no evil, fearing no people. Christ left but returned in the sequel. I'ma walk the mile, right across the Nile. You can watch me walk right through my trial. Some run through, some walk it out. And some wonder what's all the suffering about. It's the golden child on top of gold beats. In heaven, we gon' walk on gold streets.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. Man, I'm a disciple, Jesus my teacher, man. Representing wild like Derek Jeter, man. I'm the MC, Christ is the speaker, man. The church starving, just trying to feed you, man. This soul food, this what you need, my man. Searching for wisdom, have you seen him, man? Jesus loves you, that's how I greet you, man. Flow cut your ear off like I'm Peter, man. Not just a Christian, born again believer, man. What happens then? Used to be a leader, man. You backslid, the devil deceived you, man. You were stronger, now you looking weaker, man. You married Christ, now you a cheater, man. The world was good, but Christ is sweeter, man. It's like fire, I think I got a fever, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. Now marvelous light, he changed my music and changed my mic and changed what I love and changed what I like and changed how I live and changed how I write and changed how I talk and changed how I walk and even got faith he could change New York and changing my thoughts, changing my brain. Suffer with him now, changing my pain. Born to reign with him, he changing my reign. Child of God now, he changing my name. What is it worth? Keep it up, fam. He gonna change that smirk. He changing the earth. He changing my church. You been changing me, man, before my birth.
Go to Psalm 25, because I say to anyone who wants to get into the Bible, get into Psalms, their true prayers. This is of David. I wait for you, O Lord. I lift up my soul to my God. In you I trust. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies gloat over me. No one is disgraced who waits for you, but only those who lightly break faith. Make known to me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. For you I wait all long day. Because of your goodness, Lord, remember your compassion and love, O Lord, for they are ages old. Remember no more the sins of my youth. Remember me only in the light of your love. Good and upright is the Lord, who shows sinners the way, guides the humble rightly, and teaches the humble the way. All the paths of the Lord are faithful love toward those who honor the covenant demands. For the sake of your name, Lord, pardon my guilt, though it is great, who are those who fear the Lord. God shows them the way to choose. They live well and prosper, and their descendants inherit the land. The counsel of the Lord belongs to the faithful. The covenant instructs them. My eyes are ever upon the Lord, who frees my feet from the snare. Look upon me, have pity on me, for I am alone and afflicted. Relive the troubles of my heart. Bring me out of my distress. Put an end to my affliction and suffering. Take away all my sins. See how many are my enemies. See how fiercely they hate me. Preserve my life and rescue me. Do not let me be disgraced, for I trust in you. Let honesty and virtue preserve me. I wait for you, O Lord. Redeem Israel, God, from all its distress. Wow. I picked that one just out of the blue. So if you don't think the Holy Spirit is riding with me right now, I feel he is riding with Michael Anthony Oliva. And I'm trying not to be egotistic, because that is not the way of the Lord. Jesus is God. Remember that. Jesus is God. We are in Lent. 40 days, Jesus was tempted. Without penance, without penance, you will never be redeemed. You will never grow in grace without penance. You need to go to confession. In my faith, I go to a priest. He is not forgiving my sins. It is Jesus who is forgiving my sins. Jesus is the mediator. Don't get the words twisted. The Catholic Church is about Jesus. Like I said before, I may ask Donnie, my producer, Donnie, pray for me. I'm going in for heart surgery. John, pray for me. So why can't I say St. Jude, pray for me? St. Anthony, pray for me. Yeah, do some Catholics get it overboard? Yes, they do. They kneel in front of the statue and forget that it's a statue and do it. But there are born-agains out there that are guilty of pushing too much and judging Catholics. There are Protestants out there that are guilty of judging other denominations. So it's not just the Catholic Christians. It's all Christians. Christian unity is a must for America. You want to take back our country? You know, last night I watched a movie called Carol, which was the life of Pope John Paul. And I don't know if anyone knew this, but Pope John Paul got attempted assassinated by a Muslim. Now, in the Muslim faith, you know, they honor Mary, believe it or not. Yes, they do. Go check your Google and everything else. I study everything. I have street knowledge. I got more knowledge reading the Bible and reading the early writers of the church than I ever did from the street. So all you little kids out there that think being a G is cool, my man, being a gangster's played out. All the good gangsters are in jail or dead. That's a quote from someone very special to me. Let's keep that in mind. A friend of mine who came home looked in my eyes and said, "You've been born anew." This was a man who was respected in the community, and he turned his life over to God. Everyone is called to preach. We can be quiet. We can be loud. I choose to be loud. young people need to know that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Don't get it twisted. People say, well, God put weed on the earth to smoke it. Hogwash. It's a drug, my friend. It distorts your mind. End of story. It may relieve your pain. I did a big thing in college, a paper on it. It may reveal your pain, relieve your pain, but your pain comes back. Sky's the limit. It's all love. It's all good. We need to come on, overcome these petty differences. But now, I'm going to bring the house down with another track from my man Chris, and it's called Adam, Where Art Thou? See if we can get this off. We're live in New York, Los Angeles, Kentucky, Chicago, India, 50 states, 108 countries. The universal preacher has arrived. Adam, where are you?
I'm going to take you on a journey. From creation, to damnation. And where we stand today as believers. This is for the edification of the body. Moses is narration. This was the first dispensation of innocence. How we went from triumph to damnation. Genesis 1 and 1, the heavens and earth were created with little implication that things were just duplicated. Everything was for free and nothing had to be purchased. He fashioned a perfect place before he put Adam in purpose. From the beginning, God had made him totally sinless. How could this be? He was made in the Father's image. He had his characteristics. He walked and he talked like him. He even had named the animals because he thought like him. As eternity progressed, God had put Adam to rest, and out the side of the chest, a woman flesh of his flesh. Eve, not Steve, she was made to cleave, naked and not ashamed, no need for leaves. He was her Superman like Christopher Reeves. Beautiful, whoever thought that she would be naive. Come on, Eve.
Where have you been and what have you done? I called your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Where have you been and what have you done? Your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou?
God had placed them inside the Garden of Eden and told them that anything in the garden, yo, they can eat it, except for the tree of knowledge that lets them see good and evil. The promise was unto Adam and death is surely to follow. If he ate of the fruit, he would pay for it on tomorrow. Now the serpent had come and mixed a lie with the truth. Surely you'll never die, he replied in dispute. To our surprise, she ate what looked good in her eyes. And when Adam took a bite, they both spiritually died. Something was different and they both couldn't classify. They noticed that they were naked, was nameless and magnified. The covenant had been broken and couldn't be rectified. The Father had come down to the garden to verify that this was those that he told to be fruitful and multiply. He knew where that come to pass, the very thing he had prophesied. With tears in his eyes, he held back his head and cried,
Adam, where art thou? Where have you been and what have you done? I called your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Where have you been and what have you done? Your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou?
This was the time of a generation's demise. What was done, it was written and never could be revised. It was part of his plan and his purpose for our lives. He had to go to the cross and be brutally brutalized. With all of our shortcomings, this evil gets criticized. How many times did he call your name and you never rise? How many times did you live a lie with a double mind? We find throughout the scriptures the road to God ain't religious. It ain't about riches or praying in vain repetitions. It's about your relation, no matter your state or nation. I don't want to be here in the years of the tribulation. Yes, I have made mistakes, but I'm striving to be mistakeless. I'm laying aside the weights to run in this race weightless. Now to the God of greatness, patience and consultation. Grant us the strength to stand up and face whatever we're facing. It's better to never make a vow than to make one and break it. I'm gone.
Where have you been and what have you done? I called your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Where have you been and what have you done? Your name and you did not come. Something is wrong, I know my son. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou?
anyone who doesn't know, my man Chris, Christ has risen inside, just summed up Genesis for you. So if you never read the Bible, he really basically just spoke it and let you understand it in rap words for the younger youth. Because now I feel this is the way I need to connect with people. Not only through my word, but through my music that I will get from different artists every week. And I am proud and I'm very happy that Chris actually donated the CD to this show. It was very good. And I want to get into a reading, and then I'm going to get into a sermon for tonight, and then we're going to end our show with a song from PK. And this is a gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because of the Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. Now, I want to tell you why he told them this parables and why Jesus spoke in parables. Because back then, people didn't have education like they have today. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in to search of the fruit on it, but found none, he said it to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future. And if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, let's put it this way. We are all, Jesus is the tree. We are all his branches. We need to connect with Jesus to really feel the first fruits of his paradise and his redemption. Jesus called me many times and I've rejected him. There are many times in my life that I went through stuff that at the time did not realize what it was. And now I realize what it was. See, Jesus was calling me. He was calling me to be a better person and to live in his faith. See, we can live by the flesh. And if you live by the flesh, you'll continue to sin and sin and sin. But if you live by the Spirit, I know it's easier said than done. You will get closer to Jesus, and Jesus will lead you away from that temptation that will lead you to sin. And I say it, and I say it mostly all the time, and I will say this. This is something I say after I get my Holy Communion, and I want to share it with you. Dear Lord, help me to remove from my mind every thought or opinion which you would not sanction, every feeling from my heart which you would not approve. Grant that I may spend the hours of the day gladly working with you according to your will. Help me just for today and be with me in it, in the long hours of work, that I may not grow weary or slack in serving you, in conversations that I may not be to me occasions of uncharitableness, in the days, worries, and disappointments that I may be patient with myself and with those around me, in moments of fatigue and illness that I may be mindful of theirs rather than of myself, in temptations I may be generous and loyal so that when the day is over I may lay it at your feet with its successes which are all yours and its failures, which are all my own, and feel that life is real and peaceful and blessed when spent with you as a guest of my soul. Amen. Amen. Amen, my brothers and sisters. I love you. Peace be with you. May the Holy Spirit come in your heart as it came in mine. And we are going to go out with a track, of course, from PK. And it is track number 14, You Can't Stop Me. And this is for all my enemies as well as my friends. God bless you. Good night. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, may God bless you. Have a good night.
I walk through the valley and I ain't even shook. I'm in the library with 66 books. I got a song that got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Warfare keeps your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. Preach the risen savior on all blocks. Like a pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch a spirit man and change your door locks. My Bible crack when I hear the door knock. Preach Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks in front of your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar, bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual desire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no eyes. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me.